In a world controlled by emotions and societal pressure, fantasies get to rule over facts. On this show, we bring to the table discussions, opinions, arguments, all with facts. Welcome to Buzz with B, Facts over Fantasy.
Happy New Year, fellas, and happy new month. It's your host, Blessing, and this is Bozubi. On today's episode, I talk about the power of the negative. Now, before I go deep into this, right, I just want to state that I know this doesn't work for everyone, and there are other methods or ways to achieve a goal, right? But I've just realized that this works for me. And it might work for you if you've not been seeing results or getting goals accomplished. So please don't come for me, because I'll come for you too. We'll go on a very quick short break and I will be right back. Welcome back. If you're a Caveman fan, shout woo! Okay, so on to our topic for today, the power of the negative. Now, I'm pretty sure that we all know the power of gratification. You know, for example, you tell your child, oh, if you do well in your exam, I'll buy you a bicycle or sweets or whatever gift it is, right? And then the child is happy and all excited and then goes ahead to pass that exam. Great. Personally, gratification has never worked for me as an adult. Maybe because I was never trained with that, right? My parents probably don't even know what they did. My dad always focused on the negative. Yeah, and at some point, it really got my mom pissed off. And I began to see my dad as, oh, he's bad energy or he's not a positive thinker. But growing up, I realized how that worked for me. How it worked for him. And how it worked for me too. Now, let me explain. I could be going for an exam and my dad would tell me, you see this exam? If you fail it, you would repeat this class. Your friends laugh at you. You know, he would list out all of the bad things that would happen if I failed that exam. As a child then, my next thought process would be, oh, I don't want my friends to laugh at me. I want to move to the big boys and big girls class. You know, I want to be a senior, blah, blah, blah. You know, I would automatically process all the positives in my head. Now, the difference here is while others focused on gratification, I focused on negation. Now, I wanted to avoid all the bad things that could possibly happen, right? My friends are probably like, oh, my dad said if I pass, I'll go to America. And I'd probably be like, oh, my dad said if I fail, I'm repeating this class. Now, notice we're aiming for the same thing. We're using the same process to achieve the same goal, which is probably, oh, read our books, study hard, right? That's the same process. But we've got different perspectives on the reason for achieving those goals. I don't want to repeat this class. My friend wants to go to America. It's almost the same thing, but it's not, right? Now, as an adult, obviously the consequences got bigger and more serious, right? I remember during my undergraduate days, every time I called my dad back home, he would always ring it in my ear how getting a 2-1 would make me ordinary and how I wouldn't stand out. Now, this is absolutely no shade to people with 2-1. I mean, that's a great degree, right? If I had come out with a 2-1, honestly, I wouldn't feel bad. Like, you can't have somebody having a 4 points, 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, 4.4 and say they didn't work their asses off. They did. We all did. So that's an absolutely impressive result, right? I'm just trying to explain to you guys how much focusing on the negative impacted me. Because in this case, I was literally programmed to think that having a 2-1 wasn't a so not good thing, right? Now, I understand that, oh, he wanted the best for me, which is why he pushed, but come on. We have even seen third class graduates running multi-billion companies, so it's really not down to grade anymore, right? But that simple technique on focusing not to achieve the negative, but avoid it, is what pushed me to make a first class. Now, I have never in my life had to resit for an exam. Never. Because the fear of failure for me was greater than the satisfaction of success. Like, in as much as I wanted to succeed, I was more afraid of failing, right? If you guys know that science has said that the human brain can't comprehend the negative, guys, don't think of a cat. I'm pretty sure you already did. You already thought of a cat. Now, science says that the human brain is incapable of comprehending the negative. Remember when I told you that hearing my dad say, oh, if you fail, automatically translated to me as, oh, you have to pass blessing. Like, you have to pass this course, you have to pass this exam, right? He could have easily said, oh, blessing, make sure you pass your exam. But maybe that wouldn't have hit as hard as, oh, if you fail, you repeat. Like, it's almost the same thing, but it's different, right? Like, no, this is not to say that I've not had any losses in other areas of my life. I definitely have. Like, there's some goals that were not exactly achieved, yeah? There were times I've cried my eyes out, my heart out. Times that avoiding the negative didn't always work. It still happened, you know, like failed relationships, failed friendships, offer disappointments and the likes of that. But hey, that makes you appreciate what you have right now, right? They say you appreciate the sun because you've seen the rain. You appreciate the flowers because you've felt the thorns. You appreciate white because you've seen black. So either ways, avoiding or experiencing the negative will always result in experiencing or appreciating the positive. Phew. Right, that was a long one, isn't it? Anyways, guys, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I really just wanted to share this with you guys because it came to me in my sleep. You know, I was just like reminiscing back and yeah. I hope I was well understood and not misunderstood. Like I said, if you come for me, I will come for you. So till next time, guys, I forever remain your beautiful host to be. Bye, guys.